we say no more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
First, let's remember that getting attention from other people is not something we want. It's something we need. We need it so much that if we don't get it, we literally fear death. Now, here's why. We said the opposite of attention was rejection, right? Well, according to studies, the primary cause of anger is rejection. When a person is rejected, their most typical response will be anger. And when you look up the word anger in the dictionary, you find that it has one of two definitions. First, the feeling a person gets when faced with death. Wow, okay. So rejection leads to anger, which is a feeling so strong, it's the emotion we experience when we face death. This is why giving people attention is so important and why it is something we need. Our need for attention is why we feel so uncomfortable when standing in elevators. We're okay as long as we're the only one on the elevator, but as soon as a stranger gets on, we become stiff and rigid. We stare up at the numbers. This discomfort is because you haven't formally acknowledged each other. Human beings need to get attention, and this is very uncomfortable for both of you. There's this need to break the ice. So what happens? One of you complains. You complain about the weather, the slow elevator, the local sports team, anything and everything to break the ice and allow you to give one another the attention you so desperately need. Now, I'm going to teach you a magic question. If someone is coming to you all the time to complain for attention, you can derail this person with this simple question. The magic question for a person complaining to get attention is, what's going well? I don't know if you can read it there with my very small handwriting, but the question is, what's going well? Whatever they're complaining about, just keep asking, what's going well? This is powerful. It forces the other person to reconsider what they're saying and to begin to reflect on and hopefully talk about things they're grateful for. If someone comes to you and complains about their children, you could ask, what's going well with your kids? Now, the complainer, having just spent 10 minutes complaining to you about their kids, will probably be taken aback. More than likely, they'll rehash their previous gripes. But don't let this happen. Keep asking, what's going well? What's going well? If you do this, the person will discover that complaining to you for attention doesn't work because you keep derailing them into talking about what's positive. What's going well is an important question to ask yourself too. It can change your mood and open your mind up to new possibilities. The opposite of complaining is gratitude. If you tend to complain to other people to get attention, begin to get your need for human connection met by asking yourself, what's going well? Ask yourself, what's going well? And then share those answers with other people. Let's say you ask yourself, what's going well? And you realize the weather's pretty nice. So you say, what a beautiful day. Or you ask yourself, what's going well? And then you realize you and someone else are standing in a classic old elevator. So you say, wow, what a cool old elevator. This will break the ice and get you the attention you both need without resorting to complaining. You know, when I was a boy, I used to love to hang around my grandfather's hardware store. I remember the smell of the fertilizer and the creak of the old painted hardwood floors and all of the shiny tools. I noticed that of all the employees, one man always seemed to attract the nicest, happiest customers to work with. The man's name was Willie, and I followed Willie around like a puppy. What I discovered is that Willie always greeted customers the same way. rather than saying things like, may I help you, or what can I get for you? Willie took a proactive stance with every customer to make certain every customer was on their best behavior before he served them. Willie steered every customer to the positive side of the conversation by asking proactively, what's the good word? I remember that like it was yesterday. Willie always greeted every customer with, what's the good word? And it worked. Because of this, before a customer asked Willie, where's the medium hair paintbrushes? They'd smile and they'd say things like, well, my daughter just graduated college, or I'm leaving next week on vacation, or even something simple like, well, I'm finally fixing up my old porch and I need some medium hair paintbrushes. Even when customers came in to give angry feedback about something, Willie's greeting always calmed them down. I once saw a man storm into the store and throw a hose on the counter. The hose had split near the nozzle, and even a little boy like me could see that this one needed to be replaced and that the customer was very angry about the situation. Willie walked quickly but calmly over to the man. Just as the man bellowed, this darn hose, Willie cut him off. What's the good word today, my friend? The man looked like he had just seen a unicorn. He was dumbstruck. He said, well, it stopped raining. And Willie beamed a broad smile at the man and said, well, then you might just need that hose today after all. Let's get you one that's not broken. If you have ever seen someone ready to explode over something, it was that customer. And yet Willie redirected him. You can do the same thing. Anyone can. And a bonus. Here's the bonus. I could tell that Willie loved his job more than any of the other men. And the reason was obvious. Willie didn't have to deal with any angry or unhappy customers. He made sure that they didn't connect with him by complaining about local politics, the weather, or anything. By proactively asking the question, what's the good word? You know, people are going to complain to get your attention. When they do, ask them, what's going well? Or better yet, before they even have a chance to complain, ask them something that will guide them to respond positively. In addition to what's the good word, you might try, what's new and exciting? Or what are you happy about today? Or even, this is one of my favorites, what's the best thing that's happened to you so far today? If you can make these practices a habit, you can stop complainers before they can even try to get your attention. Okay, since a critical need for people is getting attention from other people, how can you give people attention in such a way that they feel positively connected with you? Because if people are already getting the attention they need, they won't complain to you to get attention. Make sense? For a person to feel like they're fully connected with you, it's important when, where, and how you give them attention. So, first, when should you give someone attention? Believe it or not, this stumps some people, but the answer is obvious if you think about it. Give someone attention as soon as you see them. When you come home from work, you don't need to spend hours with your children for them to feel like they have gotten enough attention. You just need to spend uninterrupted time with them as soon as you get home. Give your family your full, undivided attention for 10 minutes. That's it, 10 minutes when you walk in the door. Hug everyone. Catch up with everyone. And this should go without saying, turn off the technology while you're doing this. No phones. The same is true at work. When a customer walks in the door, they should be given attention immediately. You know, people make jokes about Walmart's greeters, but they're a big part of the company's success. Even if you're busy, never let a customer enter without at least a smile and a wave. Why is that important? Why? Consider someone walking into your business with a problem. Perhaps it's only slightly irritating to the person when they walk in, But you're busy, so you ignore this person while you give 100% full attention to another customer. In your mind, you think you're giving great service by totally focusing on one person at a time. Unfortunately, the other person feels ignored and rejected. They're not getting their basic need for attention met, and the irritation they walked in with begins to grow exponentially because they didn't get attention. Believe it or not, it's more important that a customer be acknowledged than it is for them to get great service. A smile and a, "I'll be with you in a moment," lets the other person feel like you've acknowledged them and they get their need for attention met. So the answer to when should I give someone attention is as soon as possible. As to where, don't think about what space so much as what height. You know, there's an old saying about parenting that's as true with adults as it is with children. The quote is, "When you're talking to a child, keep your wits about you, but sit on the floor." In other words, so that you're at the eye level of the child. To give someone attention so that they take it in a massive way, always be at the person's eye level. If you've ever walked into your boss's office and she kept seated talking to you and didn't invite you to sit down, you know how uncomfortable this is. You're not getting the kind of attention that makes you feel good. We need to be at another person's eye level, or there's this internal feeling of disparity of power, which leads to feeling disconnected. Get on the other person's eye level to truly connect. If you're a manager and you have an employee who enters that you need to talk to, but you don't want them to sit down because they tend to stay too long, stand up and talk to that person. Better yet, step out from behind your desk so that there is nothing blocking you, and then hear the person out. And don't worry that an employee will just hang around all day if you stand up to talk to him or her. When you go to sit down, they'll understand by your body language that the meeting is over. Finally, let's talk about how to give someone attention. How to give someone attention. People feel heard and connected when they receive cues that you're listening, such as head nods and little As someone talks to you, really listen and let them know you're with them by nodding and saying, If necessary, you can ask clarifying questions such as, well, when do you think we need to move on this? Or what happened next? Or how did this make you feel? You see, asking questions is an invitation for the person to continue to speak, which means to get more of your valuable attention. Let's summarize. To give people attention, you do so as soon as you see them, and you do it with eye contact at eye level. Plus, add in subtle cues that you're listening and ask clarifying questions. If you can discover who complains to you to get attention, give them proactive attention first. When they complain, ask, "What's going well?" These people will, over time, stop coming to you to complain. And wouldn't that be great? The best way to give others attention and to get yourself attention at the same time is to use a magic word plus something everybody wants to hear. The magic word is the person's name. And the statement everyone wants to hear is a compliment. Always pair the two together, a person's name and a compliment. "Jim, you're so smart for figuring that out." Or, "Brandon, you're always so helpful." The person's name amplifies the compliment. Chris Ulmer, a special ed teacher in Jacksonville, Florida, has found an amazing way to have well-behaved and constructive kids in his classroom. At the beginning of every class, Ulmer pulls out the chair from behind his desk and sits facing the students. Now, each of these special ed kids walks up to him, and Ulmer calls them by name, one by one, and tells every student several things he appreciates about him or her. This is how he starts every single class. He just says their name, gives them eye contact at eye level, and then for about 20 seconds, he lavishes them with sincere compliments, followed by a high five before the class starts. It's very inspiring. But you know, this isn't just some feel-good exercise. By taking 5 minutes at the beginning of the class to give each student individual positive attention, which is a basic human need, Ulmer doesn't have to waste time stopping the class when kids act up to get negative attention. The same is true for people in your life. A little positive attention every day done right will stop a lot of complaining before it starts. Finally, let's talk more about how you can get positive attention yourself. Dr. Joe Vitale, the star of The Secret, called me one day to tell me that he had read my book, A Complaint-Free World, and found a new way to connect with people that was constructive. Whenever he is in an awkward elevator moment, Dr. Joe compliments the other person. He asks himself, what seems nice about the other person? Then he'll break the silence by saying, nice shoes, or I love that umbrella. Joe has discovered that you should always compliment a person's property rather than them personally. That's just too creepy to do to a stranger. You, like everyone else, need attention, and the best way to get it is to practice sincerely complimenting people. They'll respond with smiles and often will reflexively compliment you back, which feels really good. 10 sincere compliments every day will totally change your life as people begin to shine and you feel their warmth. Now, with each of these lessons, I'm going to give you homework. You want to change? You've got to put in a little effort. You can't just listen to me yammer. In addition to always switching your complaint-free bracelet with every spoken complaint, over the next 7 days, I want you to do 2 things. First, identify 3 people who complain to get attention. It can be your spouse, your kids, a friend, someone at work. Look for them. They're there. Then begin to ask the question, what's going well? If they complain to you, ask, what's going well with every complaint? Then give each of these 3 people a few minutes of proactive attention. Go to these 3 complainers before they have a chance to come to you and complain to get your attention and ask, what's the good word or what's going well? Then listen. Give them eye contact at eye level, nod and offer verbal cues like you're listening. I get it. Make sense? So, focus this week on 3 people who complain to get attention. Ask them what's going well and proactively give them positive attention. That's homework assignment number 1. The second assignment is to give 10 sincere compliments every day for the next week. Remember, unless the person is your spouse or someone you're close to, compliment their possessions or something they've done well. Don't compliment their bodies. The more you develop the skill of complimenting and remember the formula, their name plus a compliment, the more natural and comfortable you become at complimenting others, the less they'll need to get your attention through complaining. Got it? That's your homework. Switch your bracelet with every complaint, starting over on day 1. There's no shame in day 1. Remember that. Identify 3 people who complain to get your attention. Ask what's going well and give them proactive attention. Lastly, get your need for attention met by handing out 10 genuine compliments every day. Watch your inbox for my next video and be sure and post your comments and questions below. I personally answer all questions and comments. I'm here for you. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your life transformation. Until I see you again, remember to become complaint-free, choose happiness, and serve others. Enjoy today. We're flying high, creating.
complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.